2,000 customers quickly signed up for the City of Tallahassee's solar subscription program when it opened last June. Now, a waitlist has already started in anticipation of the project's second phase. The program's popularity, though, has at least one critic. Matthew Chetnick is an engineer at Independent Green Technologies, a local solar energy equipment supplier. In an open letter to City of Tallahassee commissioners, Chetnick complained that the solar project was harmful for local businesses.
We've had a lot of customers who were ready to buy solar decide, well, I'm just going to sign up for the city solar program because that's easier, and that way I'm doing my part. So that is directly affecting our business and taking potential customers who believe in solar and renewable energy away from local companies such as ours.
Chetnick's argument seems to run counter to at least one subscriber situation. Steve Erse is the chair of Sustainable Tallahassee and a longtime proponent of renewable energy. He worked in the solar business for many years and would have liked to have panels on his own home, but...
I live in Waverly. My house is totally covered and surrounded by trees, so I have absolutely no solar window. There are even many plants that I can't grow because I have so much shade.
Erse's circumstances are not unusual. One of proponents' arguments for the solar program is that it allows for greater community participation. People who don't own their own homes, whose yards are shaded by trees, or who wouldn't be able to afford their own panels can still use solar energy through the city's program. Chetnick, however, argues subscribers are paying for solar energy they're not exactly getting.
There is no way the city can send solar-only generated power to someone's house without running a line directly to every single subscriber.
For that reason, he thinks the subscription program is misleading to consumers. In his opinion, subscribers have been tricked into paying more for the same electricity everyone on the city grid receives. But Steve Erse, at least, seems confident in his understanding of the program.
Well, you're right. The energy is just fed into the grid, so it's not exactly solar electricity that's specifically coming to our homes, but we're supporting solar, and our message to the city is don't stop at the solar farm at the airport, but build others around the city.
That still leaves a concern. Were local businesses shut out of the city's solar farm project? Chetnick argues yes. He says that no local talent was used for more than initial site prep work. Interim Tallahassee City Manager Reese Goad says the City Commission encouraged Orgis Energy, which is headquarters in Miami, to work with local companies.
We worked with Orgis Energy to make sure we had as much local input as we could, and we did. I was quite pleased, actually, with the level of local participation. They weren't under contract to do it. They had no obligation to do it, but they did. And I thought that was in the spirit of what the City Commission asked for.
The farm only provides 2% of the city's energy needs. That leaves a lot of room for renewables. Erse says that's why Sustainable Tallahassee and other local partners have supported another solar initiative, the Leon County Solar Co-op Program. Heaven Campbell is a program associate with Florida Solar United Neighbors, the nonprofit behind the proposed co-op. She says Solar United Neighbors helps community members buy in together so they can get better rates on equipment. And in what may be good news for business leaders like Chetnick, Campbell says,
we always see locality mattering to co-op participants.
Steve Erse and Sustainable Florida's support for the co-op seems to indicate that the city's subscription program and home-owned solar panels are not mutually exclusive strategies to create a more sustainable community. Reese Goad and other local officials who support the initiatives say the point is to encourage all forms of solar. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Hetherington.